You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. It's your girl, Ashley. I like to say that Try Not to Care is my personal diary for you to listen to and also your free therapy. I love therapy, and we'll get more into that later on in the episode. But today, I want to talk about how I kind of got to where I am with this podcast, with my success on social media, and just the mindset I was in and am still in. And by mindset, I just mean being delusional. We're going to talk about being delusional and living your best life without having to follow realistic guidelines. Before we get into today's episode, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to it on, or give it a written review on Apple and Spotify. It really helps me out and I appreciate it so much. So growing up, from the day I came out of the womb, up until probably like fifth grade, I was super outgoing. I was super confident. I thought I was the most talented bitch alive. Like, I fully, wholeheartedly believed I was going to be famous. In elementary school, every month we'd have this event called the town meeting, and students would perform for the school. And I literally recreated the Cheetah Girls with a group of my friends, and we performed Cinderella for the whole fucking school. I had no shame because I truly believed I was an actual cheetah girl, like famous as fuck. I was also that bitch that would bully my family into watching my concerts. My neighbor and I would bully our families into watching our Hannah Montana concerts. And they weren't short. It was an entire Hannah Montana album. Not only did I think I was talented, but I believed I was the smartest, most brilliant bitch alive. I was the student council president in fifth grade, and did I only get that position by bribing my peers and telling them I would plant a garden for them? Did I lie? Of course, like any great politician, but I still became president because I believed I could. It wasn't until I got into middle school and I was around a larger group of kids my age that I was like, wait a damn minute, maybe I'm not as great as I thought I was. Maybe I'm not hot shit. And I've talked about how I was kind of bullied in middle school, as most kids are. And I took a lot of the bullying to heart and started putting walls up at a really young age. I was just scared to be judged and I was scared to be rejected. And when I got into high school, I was terrified to be disliked even more, being introduced to even more people that I didn't know. And my experience in middle school taught me that people didn't like me when I was myself. So as I got into high school and I got into my later teens, I really just began doubting myself more than ever. All the positive things I believed about myself when I was younger went out the window. And I went from thinking I was so talented and amazing and could do whatever I put my mind to believing I was a failure who people didn't like. I believed this so hard that I wouldn't try out for any sports, I wouldn't do any clubs, I wouldn't try hard in any of my classes, I wouldn't do anything that put me in the position to fail. I put myself in a box of what I could and couldn't do because I was so afraid of failure and disappointment. Instead of trying my best and putting myself out there, I created this narrative that I was someone who was never going to succeed. I took how people perceived me and allowed their judgments to shape me into who I was. I went into middle school and high school with a reputation that I didn't even create for myself. And instead of trying to show people who I really was, I fed into that and allowed it to be true. And my girlies who study psychology like I did know that is literally what a self-fulfilling prophecy is. When you take an expectation of someone or something and you allow it to become true, it might have not been true at first. I might have not been a failure. I might have not been a slut. I might have not been a mean girl. But because I allowed others' expectations and ideas of me to tell me that I am that, I became that. So all of my dreams and aspirations that I had when I was younger didn't matter anymore because they didn't align with what others thought of me. I grew up wanting to do something with entertainment. I wanted to perform. I wanted to help people. I wanted my voice to be heard. You know, I loved dancing and singing, and I loved creating content. All of those things that I enjoyed doing without anyone's opinions or thoughts influencing me. It didn't matter anymore because I started to care what people thought of me, and I was afraid to be who I was and go after what I wanted. Who I was at this time believed everything that I've always truly wanted wasn't realistic anymore because, one, I didn't think I was capable enough to do those things anymore, and two, if I did try to do them, people would dislike me more. I told myself that if I did try to do all of those things and I failed at them or embarrassed myself while doing them, I would reaffirm that everyone was right about me. It would reaffirm that I am a failure and I'm better off just doing what everyone else does and do my best to fit in. It's better that I be realistic with my choices moving forward. That way I don't disappoint myself and I can just make my life easier. And as I got older, I tried to do everything right and I tried to do what I thought people wanted me to do and meet their expectations until I realized that I wasn't happy and I wasn't good at what they wanted me to do. I went to college, I got a degree, I got a job that I thought my parents would be proud of me for. But the thing is, I wasn't good at those jobs and I wasn't good at school and I didn't use that degree. I was making okay money and in theory, I was doing everything correct, but I just didn't feel like me. And I've heard someone say this before, that the real you really is just going back and enjoying and doing all of the things that you loved doing when you were a kid, because that's when you were the most free and you weren't worried about judgment and you were just you without worrying about anyone's expectations of you and you had no responsibility. And when I think of me as a kid and what I like to do, it really is all of the things that I lost for so long trying to be realistic and be what everyone wanted me to be. So when I got out of college at the beginning of the new year in 2020, I made a vision board and I decided from that point on, I wasn't going to listen to anyone but myself. I spent 10 years trying to be what everyone wanted me to be. And when I became what they wanted, I wasn't happy. And what's a life if you're not happy? What's the point? Yeah, I might be pleasing others, but let's be honest, they don't give a fuck about me. Yeah, I might please them for a second, but they're just gonna go back to their lives and focus on what they're doing, so it really doesn't matter. So from that point on, I decided I'm going to make a vision board and I'm going to put everything that I want to achieve this year and in my life on this board, and I do not care if it's realistic. I don't care if I fail at it. I don't care if I don't achieve it. I don't care how unrealistic it is. This is what I want, and I'm going to do everything in my power to achieve it. Because at that point, I didn't care about failing, because in my head, I already did fail. Because I spent 10 years trying to please others and make others happy that I failed myself, and I failed younger me. I sat and I thought, would 8-year-old me be proud of me right now? Would 8-year-old me be excited that I went to college? Or would they be upset with me that I didn't pursue YouTube? Would they be upset about the fact that I'm not speaking my mind anymore and I'm shutting up to make others happy? No, fuck no. 8-year-old me would be pissed. She would be devastated. She would be so hurt that I didn't follow my dreams. Once I realized that, I put everything on that board that would make younger me excited, and everything on that board that if I showed someone else, they would laugh in my face because it was so unrealistic. I had no idea what I was going to do to achieve those things. I didn't know how long it would take. I didn't know if I would even get to have them, but I knew I was going to work my ass off to at least try. And I still have the vision board in my closet because that was truly the beginning of when I said, fuck everyone, I'm doing what I want to do, and I don't care how delusional I sound. I look back at it sometimes to remind myself why I continue to be delusional. Being delusional saved my life. It literally lit a fire under my ass to make my life be worth it again, to make my dream life happen. I look back at a year ago and I'm so incredibly proud of myself. If me a year ago could see what I'm doing now, she would bawl her eyes out. She wouldn't believe it. The things that I'm doing now, me a year ago would have thought were so unrealistic, that they were unachievable, that they were not going to happen in a span of a year. And a big piece of being delusional, or how I am able to be delusional, is I tell myself, if I can see it in my head, then I can have it. There's no reason that I can think or envision myself doing certain things if they're not achievable. Like, think in your head right now. Can you envision yourself driving to the store right now? Can you envision yourself going to work tomorrow morning? Can you envision yourself going for a walk later today? Maybe you don't want to do those things, but you know that if you made the time to do them, you could. So envision yourself doing things that you actually want to do. If you can imagine yourself making a certain amount of money, or you can envision yourself working your dream job or going on your dream vacation, what is stopping you from doing those things? I think a lot of people think, well, I just don't know how to get to that point. I know that if I want to go to the store, I just have to get my car and then drive to the store, and then I'm there. I know the path to get to the store, but I don't know how to get to $1 million. And when people think like that, they stop right there in their tracks and they think, this is unrealistic. I can't do it because I don't know how to. But if you tell yourself, I don't know exactly how to get to where I want to be, but I know if I do this, this, and this, it might help me get a little closer. And when you think like that, it will help you realize that each little step is a step in the right direction, and eventually you can get there. It might not be as fast as it is to go into work tomorrow or go to the store tonight, but it's better to know that you're going to have it eventually than not to have it at all. I think for so long, people stuck a negative meaning to being delusional, almost as if being delusional is an insult. Like, I've definitely called my exes delusional when they would freak the fuck out about nothing. But I do think there's a power to being delusional, and I think it could be a lot of fun. When I say I'm being delusional, all I mean is thinking unrealistically. When you're doing things and saying things and thinking things that most people would look at you and say, you're fucking crazy. How are you going to do that? Why do you think you can do that? Who told you you could have that? And I love being delusional because although everything around me might be working against me and everyone might be telling me that I'll never have something or never be something, I still wholeheartedly believe that I can have it and I can do whatever the fuck I want. It doesn't matter if people think I'm crazy. It doesn't matter if most people don't achieve what I want to achieve. I know that if I want to have it, I can have it. Being delusional makes your life so much more fun and exciting because you won't hold back from doing what you want to do. I missed out on so many opportunities and things in the past 10, 15 years because I was so afraid to fail and I was afraid to be disappointed. I didn't do so many things because I thought I would fail. So rather than trying to see if I could achieve them, I just stayed in my comfort zone where I was safe and didn't do them. It was better for me to not have something by not trying than to not have it by trying and failing. Because I could tell myself and tell others, yeah, this didn't happen because I didn't feel like going or doing it, or it didn't matter to me, rather than it mattered so much to me and I'm actually so upset because it didn't work out and I failed. When you're delusional, you know that you might fail and you know that you might embarrass yourself and you know it might take 10 more tries before it happens. But despite all of that, you indulge in these things and you do it without fear. you know that it's just a part of the process and it doesn't scare you. You allow yourself to step out of your comfort zone and do things that are exciting and exhilarating because that's what you want to do. And honestly, why wouldn't you want to live a life where you believe that you could have whatever you want and be whatever you want? People are so afraid of looking cocky and looking full of themselves when they go after what they want or they're sure of who they are because they think it seems unattractive. But in my opinion, I think the most attractive people are the ones who are certain about what they want and who they are, and they don't stop until they achieve those things. Like, think about people that you date and what you're attracted to about them. Like, are you attracted to someone without a job? Are you attracted to someone with no drive to do something good with their lives? Are you attracted to bums? Or are you attracted to powerful people? Are you attracted to people that work their ass off? People that are interesting and do things that make them happy? I think it's a million times more attractive when someone has a hobby or they play a sport or an instrument or just spending time doing what makes them happy. Think about yourself the same way. Anytime that you put time and energy into yourself, that is a positive. And it doesn't matter if people think you're cocky or you're full of yourself or you spend too much time on yourself. They only think that way because they're projecting their insecurities, and that's not your problem. The only people who will have a problem with you expecting the most out of your life are the people that expect the least out of theirs. So instead of spending your time and the rest of your life being mean to yourself and telling yourself that you're not good enough or you're not talented enough or you're not funny enough or you're not pretty enough or you're not whatever you keep saying, start telling yourself that everything works out in your favor and you get whatever you want and you're the hottest person alive and you're the most successful person alive. What is the downside of believing that? What is the worst thing that could happen if you think that way? It's so much easier to tell yourself yes than to tell yourself no. And this is coming from someone, like I said, who was really mean to herself and doubted herself and didn't believe in herself most of her life. When you tell yourself, no, I can't do this, it's harder than telling yourself you can because you know you want to do it, but you're holding yourself back. Think about it like you have a boyfriend who doesn't let you go out because they think you're going to cheat on them. You really want to go out because you want to hang out with your friends and have a good time, and you have no intention of cheating on your boyfriend. Every time that you don't go, it makes you want to go even more, and it builds resentment towards your boyfriend for not letting you go. That's exactly what happens every time you tell yourself not to do something or that you can't do something that you actually want to do. It builds resentment towards yourself, and it makes you want to do that thing even more every time. You create this friction with yourself that doesn't have to be created if you learn to tell yourself yes. Things become so much easier and more enjoyable when you say, yeah, it's okay for me to try this thing because I want to, or yeah, I am capable of doing this thing, and allow yourself to believe in you and flourish rather than restricting your possibilities out of fear. Believing in yourself can take you so far in life. The only thing doubting yourself is going to do is keep you trapped in a place that you're not happy in. And I know it's hard to randomly just start deciding that you can have what you want, and it's hard to start being delusional when all you know is being realistic and having to live up to other people's expectations. And it's hard when your entire life you told yourself that things won't work out. But once you achieve one thing that you felt was so far-fetched and unattainable, you're going to realize that you can achieve anything. Once you do one thing that you thought was impossible and you actually do it, you're going to be like, holy fuck, if I can do this, which I thought I couldn't do before, what else can I do that I thought I couldn't do? What other things have I been holding myself back from? What other things are there that I thought were so unattainable that if I tried and I went after, I could maybe have? Once you allow yourself to succeed once, it's going to feel so good that you're not gonna wanna stop. I think it really sunk in for me that I could actually do whatever I put my mind to when I hit 10,000 followers on Instagram, when I hit 100,000 on TikTok, and when people started actually listening to the podcast. Prior to these milestones, I dreamt about achieving them, but I still had some self-limiting beliefs telling me how hard it would be and how long it would take. But it wasn't until the summer that I started to let my guard down more and really let loose and allow myself to be so fucking delusional, like full-blown lunatic, and told myself that these things were happening and they were going to happen before the end of the year. I started to think this way because I saw others achieving it and I thought, why can't I? That's when I was like, okay, I can see myself doing this. I can picture myself having this. The only thing that's stopping me from actually having it is the effort being put in, because I'm not acting as if I have these things now. I'm still in the mindset that I want them, but I don't have them. And I need to take myself out of that mindset and put myself in the headspace of someone who is successful and who has these things. So I started telling myself, I have great things to offer and I have great life experience and advice that I can share with people. I am funny and I am creative and I am influential. And once I start putting that out there, people will see that and gravitate towards it. And that's exactly what happened. And now that I've seen that I am capable of achieving things that seemed so insane to me months ago, I know now that I can do and have anything I want if I just take the time to believe I can have it and put my energy and my effort into obtaining those things. If you can do one thing, you can do anything.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to talk about why there is such a negative connotation or idea that being delusional is wrong and that it won't be beneficial to you, or you're being lazy, or you're being unproductive by being delusional. I think when people have the mindset of, I can do whatever I want and I can achieve whatever I want, it scares people. And I think a lot of people who think super realistic think when you're being delusional about what you want or are thinking differently than most people do, it can lead to self-sabotage or it can lead to failure because you're taking an unconventional route and you're testing the status quo. Like when I first started doing social media and I quit my job and I started doing the podcast, there were a lot of people around me who didn't understand what I was doing and they thought my behavior was almost self-destructive. Like I was jeopardizing making money and I wasn't being responsible. It's hard for people to see someone in their 20s not working a 9-to-5 or on the same path as most 20-year-olds. My dad, for one, was super supportive. He's always been really supportive, but I do think he did question my sanity a little bit and was scared for me because, let's be real, older adults don't really understand social media, and I don't think they understand how much money you can make from social media. I don't think they realize the success that can come from doing social media full time. Trying to explain social media or creating content to older adults is so hard. Like when I had to explain it to my aunt, she was like, what do you mean? Are you making money from this? Like, are you also working while doing this? Like, what's going on? And when you do explain what you're doing and what you want to do in the future, it just doesn't seem realistic. And that's when people put up the red flag and they're like, you're going to regret this. You're making the wrong decision. You can't do that. And they'll say, if you can do this, then why isn't everyone doing this? And if you do want to do something that's not super conventional, the question does arise, well, why isn't everyone doing this? And the truth is, not everyone wants to. I've had friends before that have told me they would literally rather jump off a cliff than be famous or do social media or do anything that involves being in a spotlight. And doing what I'm doing is risky. Of course, there are perks that come with it, but you do jeopardize consistent pay and you do jeopardize a long-term plan. But that's where being delusional comes into play with anything that's risky. if you mix the mindset of I can do this and make it work while also working your ass off and putting the time and effort in, it can become something really great. There's people who will say that your desires are unrealistic because they don't understand them, which I get. Like, more than likely, my dad will never fully understand what I do, and I'm okay with that. But then there's also people who think you're being unrealistic because they have their own self-limiting beliefs. If they see you doing something or acting a certain way that they've told themselves they can't be or they can't do because of how others view them or how they'll view themselves, they're going to say you're being delusional. Because in their head, yeah, it's fucking crazy for you to do this one thing. Because if they were to do it, that would mean they would be putting themselves in an uncomfortable place and they might be judged, or that one thing might be dangerous to them or scary to them. Also, if they've wanted to do something, but in their head it's unattainable to them and they see someone else trying to do that, they're going to tell you that you're being delusional and you can't have that, because if they can't have it, then why can you have it? Like, let's say that you're trying to become a model and you're taking digitals and you're going to auditions and you're working your ass off, and one of your friends sees that, but they've told themselves that they can't model and that's not something in the works for them. They might say to you, oh, it's super hard. Most people don't make it that far, which might be true, but just because it might be doesn't mean that it applies to you or should stop you. Who's to say that it won't work out for you? Your friend has no idea if it'll work for you. They just know it won't work for them because they won't allow it to. And that's them projecting. Just because someone has crossed that possibility off for them doesn't mean that it's not possible for you to. There's people who will call you delusional because they don't want you to succeed. It's really unfortunate, especially if they're a friend or a family member of yours. But some people do have demons that they haven't resolved, and they do have those self-limiting beliefs and insecurities, and rather than dealing with them, they project those insecurities onto you and want to keep you in a box just like they are. I've definitely been in that position where I've been unhappy with my life and had all this resentment built up because I wanted to do things, but I was holding myself back and other people didn't believe in me. So when I saw people doing what I wanted to do, I lashed out and projected those insecurities onto them. When you're unhappy with yourself and you see someone succeeding at something that you have failed at or you believe you'll fail at, it's really easy to allow those negative thoughts to flow into how you feel about someone else. If you have wanted to get a raise at work, but you're afraid to ask, or you don't think your boss will give you one, but your coworker says they're going to ask for a raise, it's easy for you to tell them, no, it's not going to happen, you're wasting your time, instead of, yeah, go for it, you should try and see what happens and maybe we both can have one. Just because someone is succeeding doesn't mean you can't too. If anything, seeing someone succeed should inspire you, because if you see someone else being able to do well and see something you want through, it just means there's an opportunity for you too as well. Like, if you see someone become a millionaire overnight, isn't that nice to see that it's possible rather than believing that it's so hard to become one? Wouldn't it be easier to obtain something by actually seeing it and being proved that it exists, rather than just believing that it's a thing? Like, when I watch documentaries on how a superstar became the way they are, and it shows how they started at nothing or started off as a normal person just like everyone else, it reminds me that if they started as just some average person and got to where they are now, it means there's a chance I can too. They might have gotten there before me or have gotten there faster than me, but just because someone else has that doesn't mean that I can't or you can't too. I think a lot of people struggle with the idea of being delusional themselves because we've been told since we were younger to be realistic. We've been told to map out our entire life since we were in elementary school. We've been told that we need to know what we're going to do after high school. We have to have our whole life figured out by 20. And we've had it drilled into our head that in order to be successful and happy, you have to follow these guidelines of what you should and shouldn't do, and what jobs are good jobs, and what is considered respectable and responsible. And anytime we've tried to stray away from those standards and expectations, we've been told that we're being unrealistic and we're making bad choices. When we've done things that our parents don't want us to, we've been grounded or we've been yelled at. when we do things that our friends don't want us to do, we get shamed, we get ghosted, we get abandoned. Throughout school, we've been conditioned by our peers to be one way while our parents want us to be another way. We've been afraid to fail tests and fail classes because we don't want to disappoint our parents. We're afraid of doing poorly in sports because our parents or our coach will be pissed at us. We've been pressured into going to college and picking a major that we don't want to do because it's what our parents expect of us and what society wants of us. We have constantly been afraid of disappointing everyone around us, that we learn to be okay with disappointing ourselves. And it took me a really, really long time to realize that not succeeding all the time is okay, and you don't need to be disappointed. Not everything is going to work out perfect the first time or the second time, but just because it doesn't happen right away doesn't mean it won't, and just because it doesn't happen the way you or someone wanted it to doesn't diminish you or your worth. Just because you fail that test tomorrow doesn't mean that you're not smart or that you didn't try or that you'll never do well on a test again. Just because you came in last place in that run doesn't mean that you weren't prepared or that you're not as fast or as good at that sport as you thought you were. You need to give yourself credit when credit is due, and just because it didn't work out the way you thought doesn't mean you didn't try and that it won't work out eventually. It takes guts to be able to do what you're doing. Even when you fail, you're still succeeding because you're still one step ahead of those who don't give it a try. If you feel bad that you came in last place at that run, just remember that most people fucking hate running and are bad at it, and that's why they're not doing it. So the fact that you even got your ass up and are sprinting around like a little racehorse deserves credit, and you should be proud of the fact that you did that. I also think that people are afraid that if they're delusional and they have these high expectations of their life and what they're capable of doing, when they fail when trying to do those things, they will be so disappointed in themselves. Like if you tell yourself, I'm gonna post this video and it's going to go viral, and when you post it, it doesn't do well, like it's like 5 views, it's easy to get in your head and allow those negative thoughts to come back that you were having previously that say, see, no one likes your content. You're bad at doing this. No one cares about what you have to say. You should just stop trying. It's easy to think that way and revert back to how you used to think because you feel like you let yourself down in a sense. You've done this thing that you told yourself was going to go well and it didn't. But the truth is, things don't happen automatically. Of course, you can be lucky and it can happen. But the secret to being and using being delusional to your advantage is holding on to the idea of, I can have this thing and I don't know when I will, but I know I will. Or everything's going to work out, and just because it didn't this time doesn't mean it won't in the future. Rather than reverting back to those negative thoughts, tell yourself there's a reason why it didn't work out this time, and it's setting yourself up for success next time. The one way that I've made myself feel better about certain situations is looking at the bigger picture. You know, I would have loved to have the amount of listeners and support that I do on the podcast back in February, but if I had that success then, I wouldn't have been ready for it. I wouldn't have had the mindset for it, and I wouldn't have had the material for it. I wasn't ready for it then, and I don't think I would have been able to share what I know now back then. But if I didn't have the mindset back in February of it's going to work out and I'm going to have a successful podcast someday, I wouldn't have the success now. Yeah, I didn't have it then, and every week I had to be a little disappointed in the numbers or the lack of numbers, but I had it engraved in my mind that no, this is gonna work out for me because everything works out for me. And from an outside perspective, my friends and my family probably thought I was crazy. Even looking back now, a few months ago, I can't believe the amount of effort I put into each week's episode with barely anyone listening. But again, without that mindset, I would not have been where I am now. Sometimes things don't work out the way you envision them, so that way better things can happen. That's why I think believing the best possible outcome will come when it comes is the best way of thinking when being quote-unquote delusional. Kind of going off how I just said people struggle with being delusional because they're afraid of disappointment, whether that's disappointing themselves or disappointing others. Another reason people struggle, and an obvious reason, is the fear of judgment. They know that having to leave their comfort zone and doing things that aren't so realistic comes with the idea of being delusional. Having to do things that are uncomfortable and knowing people are going to look at them like they're fucking nuts. Again, about my podcast, a few months ago, I'm sure there were people from my hometown and people that I went to high school with and people that I know who were probably like, why the hell is this girl making a podcast? What could she possibly think that she has to share with the world? Like, what could this girl think that she could give to people that they don't have already? I probably looked like a nutcase and so full of myself. But now fast forward a few months and I'm having success. This nutcase is helping people. And that was my goal all along. In order to succeed, you need to get past the judgment because people only judge you until they see the vision. Think of successful actors, successful artists. When they first started off, they probably were theater kids and were probably made fun of. And when people saw them doing what they were doing, they probably said things or thought things like, you really think you're gonna make it big? You really think that you're gonna be a star? People were probably up their ass until they got to a place that was no longer embarrassing. It's only embarrassing and laughable to people until they realize that people resonate with it and people care about it. So if you tell yourself at the start that people are going to resonate with what you're doing and people are going to be inspired by what you're doing and things are going to work out better than you could ever expect them to, then it can't be embarrassing because in the grand scheme of things, it's all going to be worth it. Also, obviously, it's hard to be delusional when you have your own self-limiting beliefs. I think it's not fair to tell people to just stay positive, to just think positive thoughts, because it's not as easy as it sounds. Like when people tell me, just think positive, everything's gonna be okay, I wanna tell them to fuck right off. The reason that you think the way you do is because your past experiences and everything that has conditioned you into the way you are and the way you think and the way you act and thinking positive thoughts sometimes can't overpower the pain that you've gone through or the things that you've seen or the way people have treated you. That's why I'll forever say, and I've said it so many times already, working on yourself is so unbelievably important. And that's why therapy is important. And that's why journaling is important and why talking to people is important. Taking the time to unravel pieces of you and figure out why you think the way you think about yourself, why you do the things you do, asking yourself, why do I think I'm not talented? Who told me that? Why do I think I'm not pretty? Who told me that? Who treated me that badly that made me think this way? Once you understand why you are the way you are, it's easier to work through that and try to rebuild that trust with yourself and rebuild that confidence and love for yourself. No, I'm not telling you that if you tell yourself things are going to get better, that they'll magically get better, especially if you're going through a really hard time. But I am telling you, if you put in the work and you make the decision to give yourself compassion and learn to understand yourself and work on yourself, and then you pair it with being delusional, things can and will work out in your favor. I just want to make it clear that I'm never going to tell you to think positive and that things will get better without putting in the work. So what I kind of want to end with is talking about how to be delusional and use it to your advantage, because obviously, like I said, it's going to be hard if you do have self-limiting beliefs about yourself and you don't believe the things that you're telling yourself. Like, it's one thing to say, yes, I'm going to be successful, but if you don't believe you're successful or going to be successful, it's not going to happen. The first thing that I want to make clear is just because you have the mindset that things are going to go well for you and everything's going to work out for you doesn't mean it will unless you put in that work. That's like the biggest misconception people have when they talk about manifestation. Just like any goal in your life, things won't happen unless you put effort into them. Like when people talk about getting what they want by believing they can have what they want or how changing their mindset manifested everything into their life, that's part of it, but it's not the whole thing. You need to pair working hard or working towards something with the mindset that if I do this, it will work out. It's not magic. Of course, you could have the mindset that everything in your life works out in a magical way, But if you're not even trying, how is it supposed to happen? Like, I can achieve 1 million followers on social media, but how the hell is that going to happen if I don't post online? I can become a doctor, but how the hell am I going to do that without going to school to be a doctor? I can have a boyfriend, but how the hell am I going to have one if I don't go out and socialize or if I don't put the effort into meeting new people? So pair the effort towards what you want with the mindset, I literally get whatever I want, I deserve whatever I want, everything works out in my favor. It doesn't matter how far away that goal seems, work towards it and tell yourself it's going to happen. And then, like we talked about before, the biggest things that hold people back from going after what they want and living the life they want is the fear of disappointment and the fear of judgment. Fear will be the one thing that will hold you back from living the life you not only want to live, but the life that you deserve, the life that you are meant to live. I am the biggest believer that your desires are meant to steer you to where you're supposed to be in life. You're supposed to enjoy life and you're supposed to do things that make you happy. So if you're craving these things, that's what you're meant to do. Not everyone wants to do the same things that you want to do. I know it might seem like everyone wants to be an influencer right now or everyone wants to be famous right now, but that's just not the truth. I know so many people that want to become a lawyer or become a doctor, people that want to do things that I have no desire to do, but in their eyes, that's all they dream about doing. So if you're thinking about doing something, you should do it because that's what you're meant to do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be considering it. Don't let fear control how you live your life. If you want to think more delusionally, I don't even know if that's a word, but if you want to use being unrealistic to your advantage, you need to let go of the fear of letting yourself and letting others down. You have to be okay with people perceiving you in a way that you don't like, and you have to be okay with not always being in control. If you want to live a life that you're happy and proud of, you need to let go of the fear of it not working out, because I can tell you right now, it will not work out unless you allow it to. The only way you're going to do things that you're thinking about doing is by doing them. Listening to what other people think of you or listening to how other people want you to live is going to delay the process of getting there, and it's going to drive you away from getting there. It might be tempting to do things that people will tell you to do because it's going to pacify them and get them to shut the fuck up and leave you alone, but it's going to build resentment towards them and towards yourself. It might be tempting to cave and go to school like your parents want you to do, or get a job that pays well because you want to make money, but it's only going to drive you away from your life's purpose, and eventually you're going to come back to the idea of, I don't want to do this. This isn't what I should be doing. And that's exactly what happened to me. The best way to allow yourself to be delusional, or honestly, just to do anything and to do it well, is to get over impressing people and to get over analyzing your actions. We're so fixated on how others perceive us, what our reputation is, what we're known for, that we don't allow ourselves to be who we actually are. We're constantly putting a mask on and trying to morph ourselves into what we think people would like, that we hide who we actually are. People will always try to steer you and try to control the direction of your life. People will think they know you better than you know yourself, and they think they know what's best for you, but you need to be able to say, no, fuck off. I know what's best for me, and this is what I want to do. Once you're able to do that and you're able to decide what you want out of your life, that's when you can incorporate the mindset of, I want this and this and this, and these things are going to work out for me. Everything in life works out for me. Stop allowing the opinions of others to control what you do and start to show people what you can do. Believe that you can do things that will blow people away and show people that you're capable of achieving things that seem so unbelievably impossible. That's where I'm going to end today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you like talking about being delusional as much as I do. I love talking about having this mindset just because it really is what has changed me and my life for the better. I don't really have an assignment or anything for this week, but if you want to, I think that you should sit down and write down some things or some goals that you might have for yourself, or if you haven't already, start planning your vision board for the next year. I'm going to probably start in the next month or so. I love vision boards. I believe I talk more about them in my manifesting episode and one of my other episodes. I have no idea. I ramble too much. I have no idea what's going on or what episodes I already recorded. But yeah, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to this week's episode. I know last episode and this episode have been kind of long, and I'm not really one for long episodes. So if you've listened to them, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to connect, make sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok. Those will be in the description of this podcast episode. And if you want to connect with me, make sure to DM me on Instagram and let me know your thoughts on the episode. If you want any advice, if you just need a friend to talk to, hit up my line, spam my DMs. I love talking to you. I love you, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.